pressure you put them under each week. And mm-hmm. Does it feel like they're starting to buckle maybe a little bit under that pressure? Is that an accurate or fair thing to say?
No, I don't think so. I mean, obviously, you know, when you play, you know, corner in the National Football League and you play corner on a team that's has a lot of man-to-man, you know, which obviously we do and several other teams do as well. But I think you know when you go out there, that person usually is a highly competitive person, you know, and to play out there, you got to have a lot of things. You got to have ability. You got to have great technique. And probably the most important quality you got to have out there is you really have to be a tough-minded individual. You know, every play that happens to you, you want to learn something, okay, from. And then you move on quickly, whether it's good, bad, indifferent. You know, there's like we were just speaking, you know, there's some plays that are just incompletions out there, but there's a lot to learn from how that route was run, my technique, where I was, what relationship I had, you know, to the receiver, and a lot of those things happen. So I don't really, you know, I don't see them, you know, quote, cracking or anything like that. They're interested in, you know, going out there and challenging again. And like I think I've told you guys, I think, you know, Mark Trestman said it probably the best 3 or 4 weeks ago. I heard a quote by him, and he said, you know, the National Football League is really a league of contested throws. If you're on offense, you have to make them, and if you're on defense, you have to stop them. And I think that's really true. You know, you have to contest the throws of these players, you know, especially these guys like Peyton and Rivers. And if you don't, they're just, you know, when you're completing 70% of your passes to start with, well, if you don't challenge those throws and you don't challenge those receivers a good portion of the time, I think it's just too easy for them, to be honest. I mean, they're too skilled, they're too good, and I think you just got to be willing to, you know, to get down there, challenge, compete, and go like that. That doesn't mean you're going to win every time. Doesn't mean they're not going to win. Even from our standpoint, unfortunately, sometimes they might hit a big play on us. But, you know, we're trying to win the game. That's the number one thing we're trying to do.
Brandon Flowers is a veteran. He gets what you're talking about. Sean Smith, the same deal. What about Marcus Cooper? Do you have any advice for him?
Well, no. You know, like I always tell Coop, I say, hey, look, you know, you're not getting nervous. He's a great young guy. I mean, here's a guy, I mean, that wasn't on a team, you know, that when preseason ended wasn't on it. So here's a guy, I think, that treasures the opportunity to go out there and is willing to compete, you know, play after play after play. And so I don't sense that from him. You know, obviously, you know, no one likes to quote get beat in coverage. I mean, that's me personally, and if I'm that player, so I don't sense that yet.
How do you get to Peyton Manning this time?
Well, if he throws it in 1 point to whatever he is, 5'8", I don't think you can. I think you have to, you know, I mean, you have to take into account, okay, if he's throwing it that fast, you know, I know they have some fast receivers, but you can only go so far down the field in 1.5 seconds, you know. So to me, you have to be able to take advantage of that, which really comes down to a lot of things. I mean, you get him in a little longer if it's third down, you're talking about, you know, doing that, and you try to affect him the best you can. You know, last game we had 3 or 4 times where we had what we call free runners, guys that came right up the pipe or off the edges. He got the ball off. Some of them were tire advantages, some of them he hit, you know. But I think you just want to keep coming, and you know, it's just like we talk to D-line all the time. You just keep pressuring the guy. I mean, you keep trying to move him back, move him back, move him back. And, again, we can't control how fast he throws. Now, the one thing I do know that if you're way off and he's throwing fast, it's not going to be a good recipe, you know. So that's where I think you got to be willing to challenge the throws and compete and you know, again, you know, you're in it to win the war. There's some individual battles you may lose on occasion, but ultimately we want to do enough to win the game, whatever that takes, no matter what the score is, no matter what happens.
What about Tom and Justin potentially not playing? How does that affect everything?
Well, I mean, obviously those are two really good football players. We'd love to have them. If we get them, that'd be awesome. You know, they're the guys that have been playing. But, you know, if they're not there, the next guy up has to go. And you know, like anything, you know, the team that's on the field is the team, you know. And We're not going to change dramatically what we do. We can't. We got a lot of other players out there that are drilled down in certain things, and so we're gonna continue to do the things. And those guys just enhance your opportunity because of their individual talent.
How'd your guys do who subbed for him last week?
I thought pretty good. It's always is kind of surprising. I mean, I think, and I don't know if people realize this, but like those two guys that went in, whatever that was, week 10, they haven't had any reps since preseason, okay? So these are guys that are doing it on the board, in walkthroughs occasionally like that, but they got to go out there and compete. And that's one of the great challenges for a backup in the National Football League, because different than college, the previous plays, they're out working against the offense. They're the look team this week. They're the Denver Broncos defense. So they don't get a lot of reps for us. So when a guy has to go in like that happened in that game and within two series, and we went from the third guy to the fourth guy, playing full time, it's a great, like we talked about, it's a great lesson for everybody involved that you have to be drilled down, you got to prepare, and yet you have to prepare like you're the starter, and you hear that all the time, but where that's really difficult is when you don't even get a rep, and so, my hat's off to those guys that go in and do that and compete, and it's the facts and life of the National Football League.
Assuming those guys take the starters reps all week, mm-hmm. and start on Sunday, what's a reasonable expectation for how much better they should play Sunday?
Well, I think there's no question it's more difficult when you don't have the practice reps. I mean just to go back in there, 10 weeks. That's 2.5 months, that you haven't really played in your own defense. You played all these opposing defenses. So I think, realistically and hopefully, they're going to play better because they're more in tune. They've just got some reps. I mean, all the things that happen. I'm not even talking knowing the defense, but being able to execute a pass rush move or to play this particular block. You get to see it live in practice. You get to see it in the context of the defense that you're calling opposed to an opponent's. So I think all those things are, would lead you to believe that they're going to play even better than they did last Sunday.
What's it do for you as a defensive coordinator? Where you nose tackle who doesn't leave the field?
Well, it's a great luxury, because very seldom do you, have a man as big as he. That doesn't come out, and he's been an incredible performer this year, in general, and in regards to that, I just can't imagine there's that many players of his size that don't come out of the game, very often, and he's it's a tribute to his conditioning, to Tommy and Britt who work with him individually, and I think he takes a lot of pride in that.
Is he a different kid when you see now than the kid you watched on film?
Well, he was a rookie last year. I think he's really, he's taken, I think that next step that you hope any player takes from going to college to pro football. I think he's really gaining a great understanding of the position and the technique. He works hard at it. He obviously is a very talented guy. And, I just think, like I've said many times, I just think the arrow is pointing up for him, and he's got a really, really bright future.
Is there something about that position that's harder to grasp for a rookie that it takes a little bit more time to?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I think, there's all the little things that you're trying to do from techniques to stances to anticipation, all those things. But I don't think necessary just that position, no.
Bob, when your corners are in man, mm-hmm. snap up the ball.
We usually put our hands on them. Yeah, we're going to jam them. We're going to try to make it difficult for you to just, release down the field. It doesn't mean you can't get a release. Sometimes the formation allows a easier release. A lot of times you see receivers stacked together, and that's to prevent you from getting your hands on them on defense. But, there's different ways. And then, occasionally, we'll use a different technique where we don't put our hands on them and we're releasing them a little bit quicker, but our base approach is get our hands on a receiver and you know, to take the timing out of the route. That's really what we're trying to do. We're trying to make it make everybody get back in sync. And like I say, sometimes that allows that one extra click that happens when you can get to the quarterback. And you know, that's kind of what, you know, I think anybody that plays our style believes in, you know.
And have you put an extra emphasis this week on trying to stop these crossing routes?
Oh, yeah. You do. And, you know, we know when you play man-to-man, and, you know, I think if you look at anybody that's a man team, you're gonna run across the field, you know, and you usually try to bring somebody back across from the other side there. And call them those rubs, you know, that happen in there. And so you have to, you know, there's a combination of things. Sometimes it's calls that are made. Sometimes, you know, you play it more like a zone principle and you pass them and do those things. So you got to, like all things in football, I mean, you try to stay out of the never and always categories, you know, where you never do this or you always do that. So you just... You have to have a curveball every once in a while, even though you're a fastball pitcher, you know. So I think that's really what we try to do. But the first part is you got to get down and challenge. You got to fight your way through there. Tough work, yeah, but, you know, you just – as much as people say they love to play against it, if you really got a receiver down here, they'd say, well, I'd prefer just be able to run off the ball and run my route, you know. They got to work too, and it's just it's a matter of will some points too in there. So you just got to mix it up with them.
Coach, back to Poe. What physically makes him such a special player?
Well, I mean, he's a big man. I mean, he's 340 pounds, and I think his quickness and his athletic ability for his size is really impressive. You know, he has great suddenness. His conditioning, like we talk about, isn't just coming off the field, but he can run sideline to sideline. You know, he's made the very first play of this last game, made a great play on the screen pass coming out to the wide field. And, you know, I think when you're on offense, you just don't think the nose guard, 340 pounds, is going to be the guy stopping the screen pass, you know. But that's what I'm saying. That's where he's really growing as a player. Like, he can read those things and feel those things. And, you know, that's what I say. Tommy Brazier and Britt Reed have done a great job with those guys up front, you know, learning how to play all those plays, you know, because they're all real plays. They're all plays used to counter aggressive defense, you know. So we understand that. Just like the crossing passes are designed to challenge man-to-man, those are to slow down the defense. And you have to know how to play all those plays, you know.